This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a big night of celebration, connection, and community pride just around the corner. The Globe Victorian Pride Awards, they're back for 2025, shining a light on the incredible work being done across our LGBTIQA+ communities. And joining us on the phone is James Goldsworthy, Globe's Events Director. James, welcome back to Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
tell us about the awards.
Hi. Yeah, so look, this year we're celebrating the 11th Victorian Pride Awards, which is a really, as you know, you've summarised it quite beautifully, really, but it's a night to come together and celebrate, you know, the achievements and the work being done and, you know, performed across the state by LGBTQIA+ professionals, business owners and organisations. It's a fabulous night of awards, beautiful food, fabulous fashion and entertainment, of course. So it's a really great opportunity to come together as a community, particularly in these times now, which are, you know, a little chilly at times, but quite vibrant in others. And really just support each other in the work being done across the state.
James, John Oliver here. I remember going to the very first awards, and it was a really great night. And I thoroughly enjoyed the night, and I'm quite sure these days it will be just as good and even better.
Well, I hope that is the case. In fact, you know, it was my first Pride Awards last year, and now here I am, a member of the Globe, you know, inner circle, so it's got to be good, right, if I made that leap into that, you know, behind the velvet rope, so to speak. It's an amazing event, and yeah, it's only continued to grow over the 11 years.
Yes, it certainly has, I think, because I'm a little bit old and ancient now. I don't come into these things because the music's too loud. But otherwise, I cope.
We'll turn it down a touch. We'll turn it down a touch just for you.
Yeah, I'll have earmuffs on. You'll notice me.
Love. I hope they're bejeweled as well. I hope they're rhinestones.
I'll have glittery ones, that's for sure.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
James, just in terms of the entertainment and the music, so it's, you know, not too loud for John Oliver over there, who have we got lined up?
Well, look, we've got the beautiful Greg Gold, you know, an amazing vocalist who will be opening the evening. We'll be joined by Jens Radder, a cabaret performer who is currently in the festival wheel, you know, bringing their fabulous brand of fabulosity and vocal stylings across the country. And we'll be joined by stars of the Stan series, Drag Race Down Under, and a slate of Melbourne Drag All-Stars for an ensemble piece, Drag Titan Save the World. But I can't tell you much more on that one. You'll have to come along to find out what that one's all about. And we'll be capping off the night with a two-hour hot and heavy DJ set brought to us by the fabulous DJ Tanza. So it's really a night you won't want to miss.
James, when are the awards and how do we get involved?
The awards next week. Oh, it's just around the corner. My gosh, it's come fast. Next Saturday at Melbourne Town Hall, head to globevictoria.com.au to grab your tickets.
Fantastic. James, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive.
Thanks so much for having me. Speak soon.
That's James Goldsworthy, Events Director at Globe Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.